Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Tes Zayin. We are up to Siv Gimel, the top line on page Kuf Lamed. Shkoyach Dani. We are on the page following after 258. We're on page Kuf Lamed. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Al Havered V'Al HaKinamon Shehu Ur Hindi V'Al Me Havered V'Al HaLevoina V'Al HaMatztiki V'Kayotze Behem Borei Atze Besamim. So here the Mechaber gives us a whole list of items that the bracha on them, if you smell them, is Borei Atze Besamim, and the Mishaburu will discuss each one. So Sifkotan Yerzayin Al Havered Hu Mashanu Korin Rozash. That's what we call a rose. So if one smells a rose, he makes a bracha of Borei Atze Besamim. Says the Mishabura, what's the chiddush here of the Mechaber that smelling a rose is Borei Atze Besamim? The Kamash Malon Bezeh, the Mechaber is teaching us over here, that Afal Pisha Roi La'achila Ayodei Merkachas, even though a rose is really fit for eating, when you sweeten it and you spice it up, Umavarachin Aleim, we learned earlier, that you'll make a Borei Pri Adama on the rose if you eat it after it is sweetened. You still will not make the bracha upon smelling it that you make on smelling fruit. Since a rose, as we know, is not the ikar for eating, rather it is for smelling, and therefore we don't make the bracha on it of Nosan Rea Toba Peros, even though it could be made edible. Elo Mevorachin Borei Atze Besamim, rather the Mechaber tells us the bracha is Borei Atze Besamim. Then the Mishabura tells us, V'hainu Al Havrodim HaGedelim Be'ilonos. This is discussing roses that are growing on trees, and therefore the bracha of Atze Besamim, Aval Elu HaGedelim Be'karka, but those who are that are growing just on the ground, Mevorachin Borei Isve Besamim. Says the Beis Yosef, then the bracha on those roses that are not growing on the tree, but rather they're growing from the ground, Borei Isve Besamim. However, in the Bir Agra, it is Mashman that he's leaning to say, the emotzi olav me eitzo, that if the eitz has leaves coming out of it, and the eitz lasts from year to year, meaning to say that the eitz part of the rose is not drying out and getting ruined in the winter, Yivarech Borei Atze Besamim. So says the Gro, you can make a Borei Atze Besamim even on the ones that grow from the ground. The Efsher Shigama Beis Yosef Moda Lazen. It could be even the Beis Yosef who said only those on trees, but if you have the correct criteria for those that are growing by the ground, it could be that the Beis Yosef would be maskim to the Gro, the Tzarech Ian. Continues the Mishabura Vaitres of Katan Yudches. After the Mechaber said the Vered, then he said, Al HaKinamon Shu Ur Hindi. Now there is a problem over here by saying the bracha on cinnamon is going to be Borei Atze Besamim, because we just said in the last Sif, we just said in Sif Beis at the very end, Al Kenilo, which we said is cinnamon, you make Hanosein Rea Toba Peros. So we're going to explain that there's two different types of cinnamon that are being discussed over here. That's discussing a cinnamon that is edible, and therefore the bracha on smelling it would be Hanosein Reato Beperos. Here we're talking about a kinamon that is discussing the Ur Hindi, which the Mishabura explains is if Katan Yudches to Sofer, it's a mistake. It shouldn't say Ur Hindi, Vitzarach Lomar Ud Hindi. It should say Ud Hindi. Ube Uro, the Pshat is Eight Bosem Habo Me Eretz Hodu. This is an Eight, that's a smelling Eight that comes from the land of Hodu. Ki Ud Hu Eight Beloshon Arvi. Ud is an eitz b'loshen arvi, v'hindi hainu mi'eretz hodu, sheshom gidulam, that is where they grow. And therefore we're explaining over here that the kinamon is the ud hindi, it's wood, it's not the edible part. So cinnamon that is edible, you would in fact make, according to the Mechaber, hanosein rea toba peros, even though we saw in the Mishabura yesterday, you'd make borei besamim, and over here, you would make a bracha on the ud hindi kinamon, which is the inedible cinnamon, there you'd make the bracha of borei atze besamim. V'ayim b'shari tshuva, mashakosav, b'shem machzik bracha. Sivkotan Yutes. Then the Mechaber said, on Me Havered, which is the water of the rose. What exactly does that mean? Hainu, bein mei halachluchis sheyotza min averid al yidei schitoso. Whether it is the liquid that comes out of the rose when you squeeze the rose and you get out the meivered, ubein ma sheyotza al yidei shenishro v'nisbashel b'mayim, or the water that gets the taste of the rose by having the rose soaking in the water and cooking in the water. And even according to the man Umber that said earlier in Reish Beis Sif Yud, that the water that had fruit soaking in it is not like the fruit itself, it doesn't get the bracha of the fruit. That's only lagabe, the bracha of the achila, the bracha on the fruit juices, the juice that the fruit is soaking in is going to be shakal, it's not going to be ha'etz. V'lo le'inyan birkas areyach. That's not the case by the birkas areyach. If the rose is soaking or cooking in water and the water gets the taste, or gets the smell rather, then the bracha on the water is going to be the same as the bracha on smelling the rose itself, borei atzei besamim. So we see here a chiluk between eating and smelling. When the fruit is soaked in water or cooked in water, the bracha on the eating, the drinking of the water, would not be the same as the bracha on the fruit. Masha Enkin, when you're smelling the water that the rose was soaked in, then you would make the same bracha on the water that you make on the rose. And the Shaar Tzion explains this in Os Yud Zayin. V'yatam, the reason for this chiluk is Kemosha Kasav Magen Avram L'chalek, that the Magen Avram writes in L'chalek, D'teva Hareach Lios Niklat. The nature of smell is that it gets absorbed very well. Ukishenosno b'mayim niklat kolareach. When it's placed in water, the entire smell gets niklat into the water. Masheenkein b'machal eno niklat kolatam b'mayim elanosein tam kolush. When it comes to taste, then it only gets a weak taste. It doesn't get a full, strong taste, and therefore the bracha is going to be shahakol. Masha'en came by the smell, it absorbs much more through cooking, and therefore the bracha on the smell of the water will be the same as the bracha on the smell of the rose. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkaton Chaf. Another thing in the list over here that was Borei Asei B'Samim was Lavona. What is that? Says the Mishabura Hu Ketaf, that is the sap of a tree. Yotze Mishar She Eitz, it's the sap that comes out of the roots of the tree. Vahamatziki, what is that? Hum Min Eitz, Esraf Shalom Nosein Re'atov, this is a type of tree that the sap of that tree gives off a good smell. So that is the Mishabura on Sif Gimel. There's a very important bialocha that I would like to point out over here, and that is the Ramaskal Atzi B'Samim. It's very, very long. We'll read a little bit in the beginning, a little bit at the end, and we'll see an interesting note on this bialocha. So the bialocha says, on Atzi B'Samim, so we said, the bracha on all these things, the vered, the meivered, the kinamon, the lavona, all these things have a bracha when you smell them, of borei Atzi B'Samim. Kosav Magen Avram, v'chein b'chol davar she'akelach shelo kasha. So too by any item that its stalk is hard, that's like an eight, so the bracha is borei atzei b'samim. That is the Magen Avram b'shem the shilta giborim, that's the shin gimel. Umashma miloshon ze, it's mashma from this loshon of Magen Avram, afagad the yovesh l'basof b'karka. Even if it dries out in the ground, the ein nisha b'choref, and it will not be lasting through the winter. It just dies. The stalk dies. But if it is hard, you make a borei atzei b'samim. Afilu hachi kol shal kelo shelo kosha mevarek borei atzei b'samim. It sounds like from the Magen Avram that as long as the stalk is hard, the bracha is borei atzei b'samim. That is the only criteria. Afagav de le'inyan birchas achila enokin. Even though when it comes to making a borei priya eitz, it's not only considered a tree if the stalk is hard. We have other criteria. Ayin simin reish gimel, sif beis bahagot. It has to last through the winter. It has to have leaves coming out of it. We have different criteria. But the Magen Avram b'shem the shilta giborim over here is mashma. As long as the stalk is hard, the bracha and the smell is borei atzei b'samim. However, achin b'sivkoton yudalad b'Magen Avram mashma lehepach. The Magen Avram himself is mashma the opposite in sivkoton yudalad. The lo mevarachin on birchas areach atzei b'samim. There, the Magen Avram says you do not make the bracha of atzei b'samim ad sheyu bo hasimonim shu eitz kamo le'inyan achila. You have to have all the signs of an eitz legabe a bracha of borei priya eitz for eating in order to make a borei atzei b'samim by smelling. V'tzarechian, it's a steer in the Magen Avram, and one place he says it has to be a hard stalk, it's mashma only that. Then he says it has to have all the criteria of a tree that requires the tree to make a borei priya eitz. That's what you need to make a borei atzei b'samim. Ukvar Heira Primigodim Bazer Primigodim already points out this theory in the Magen Avraham. Vihine b'chay odem mashmashu mefarish the kavanas of Magen Avraham b'shem asher d'giborim who rachlus simona ba'alma leidem who eats o esav. Says the Chayadim, we can answer the Stira, the first Magen Avraham, Meshem the Shilu Giborim, that says all you need is that the stalk is hard, that is Stam is Simon to differentiate whether it's considered an Eitz, a tree, or an Ace of a grass. Tahainu, Rishon Lakol, the first thing is, Anutzrichim Liros Imakela Kasha. First criteria is the stalk hard? The Imhurach Mistam Esav, if it's soft, it's an Esav, it's out. If it's hard, then it's an Eitz, then there's what to talk about. Even if it passes test number one and the stalk is hard, we need to then go to test number two, and that is to see if there are leaves growing out of the wood. The stalk is lasting from year to year. So therefore, it's not really a stira. The first one is saying one criteria just to differentiate between eights and Esav. But then the other Magen Avraham is telling us to really get a din of Bori Atzei B'Samim, you have to have the other criteria. Well, once it's an Eitz, you have to follow all the criteria. That is the Chai Odom. Achein Pashta the Lishon the Shulta Giborim L'Mashmakim. However, the simple reading of the Lashon of the Shulta Giborim is not Mashmak that way. Ayin Shom B'Shulta Giborim B'Shem HaRiaz Omnon B'Emes Yesh Pluktas Rishonim Bazeh. It is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. What criteria need to be met to make a Borei Atzei B'Samim? Just a hard stalk, or do you have to have all the criteria that you need to make on that fruit a Borei Pri Eitz? Then you would make a Borei Atzei B'Samim. If you look at the very end of the Bir Halacha on page 260, he says in the last three lines, Uledina Kashel Achri, it's hard to decide what the proper mahalach is. After Pshotei Dishas Mistabri Kehara'a, even though the simple reading of the Gemara is like the Ra'ah that holds that only needs a hard stalk, and the Riaz, Mikomokom Rabim Himachokim, many argue on that. The Alkein Yevarech Borei Mine Besamim, Kol She'embo Simone Ilon. Says the Ralach Alach Lamaisa, you should not make a Borei Atzei Besamim unless it has all the signs. So if you are Mesupik or it only has one of the signs, then the bracha that you make should be a Borei Mine Besamim. You would not say the Borei Atzei Besamim unless, according to everyone, it's in fact a din of a tree that you make a Borei Atzei Besamim. Now if you look at note number 22, he gives a little more of the Hezbro over here, very interesting note. Ubetam Achiluk Ben Birchas Areach LeBirchas Achila. According to the pshat that we're saying it's a machlokas. According to the Rishonim that say that you need many criteria to make a tree for the fruit to be a Borei Pri Eitz when you're eating it. But when it comes to smelling, as long as the stalk is hard, that's enough to give it a din of a tree to make a bracha Borei Atzei B'Samim. Why is eating and smell having different criteria according to them? So explains note 22 of Betam Machiluk Ben Birchas Arech LeBirchas Achila. It has to have branches to be considered a tree. So what's the chiluk? Very gishmak a chiluk. When it comes to eating, in beirach pri hadam harayotza, if you make a bracha on a fruit that grows on a tree, bore pri hadam, like we learned many times, you yotze. Because even fruit of the tree grew from the ground. So Borei Pri Adama covers them as well. The Alkanim Eino Eitz Gomer. Therefore, if it's not 100% in Eitz, Lo Tiknu Levarech Olav Borei Pri Eitz. So we only made the Borei Pri Eitz when it has all the criteria of an Eitz. Because then Yotzei Bebirchas Borei Pri Adama. Because otherwise, you could always be Yotzei with the Bracha Borei Pri Adama. Aval Gavi Birchas Areach Shein Beirach Al Eitz Birchas Isvei Besamim Lo Yotza. There's no Borei Pri Hadama by a smell. It's either Borei Atzei or Borei Isvei. But Borei Isvei is not going to cover a tree. It's not a grass. It does grow from the ground, so Borei Pri Hadama covers if it's supposed to be Borei Pri Eitz. But Borei Isvei B'Samim doesn't cover it. It's supposed to be Borei Atzei B'Samim. Mipnei She'etz Eino B'chal Asavim. A tree is not part of grass. Kevan She'eno Yochol Levarech Al Eitz She'enbo Kol Tanoi Eitz Birchas Isvei B'Samim. So you're not able to make a bracha on a tree that's lacking some of the criteria Atzei B'Samim. Therefore, Tiknu She'evarech Olav Atzei B'Samim Kevan She'ukasha Ke'etz. Therefore, according to the Shita, they were more lenient in their requirements. As long as the stalk is hard, and in that way it's like a tree, we gave it the bracha, Bori Asei Besamim, because there's no other option. You can't say Bori Isvei, because it's not Isvei. It's more like an Eitz. Ah, you don't have all the criteria. Okay, but we don't have a choice. There's no other option for a bracha. It's the closest to an Eitz. Masha'en came by making a bracha on Achila. If you have all the criteria, make a Bori Priya Eitz. If you only have a hard stalk, you can make a Bori Priya Adama, which even if the real brachas Eitz are covered anyway. So since there is a backup bracha of Adama, we won't give it to Ha'eitz unless it has all the criteria. Masha'en came according to the Rishonim that say by the smell, with only one criteria, could be Bori Atzei B'samim, is because you can't use Isvei B'samim, because an Eitz, even if it's lacking some of the criteria, is not covered by the Isvei B'samim. A very beautiful chiluk. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Siv Dalet. Al Shemen Afar Simum Mevorech Borei Shemen Oriv. On balm oil, Shemen Afar Simum, you make a bracha of Borei Shemen Oriv. Says the Mishaburah Zekan Chaviz. Al Shemen Afar Simon, Hu Tzari B'Loshan HaMikra. That is what the Torah refers to as Tzari. V'chotchen Ha'etz. We cut the tree. U'mekalfenosa, we peel it. V'notev Shemen Menu, and oil drips out of it. U'muskar B'Shas, and is brought down in the Gemara. Hatzari Eino Elo Sraf HaNotev Me'atze Aktaf. Tzari is the sap that drips out of the balsam tree. The brachas Borei Shemen Arev. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadon Chav Gimel Mipnei Shenimtza Beretz Yisrael. Why does it have a special bracha? The Shemen Afar Simon, because it's found in Eretz Yisrael. Who Chashiv, and it's very important. Therefore, Kavu Lo Bracha Bifnei Atzma. Therefore, they gave for it its own special bracha. Lohoros Al Chashivuso, to show its chashivus, it got its own bracha. The Im Berach Borei Atzei Besamim. If you made an Atzei Besamim on the Shemen Afar Simon, Im Yotze B'Dievet Ayin B'Bachel Prim Megadim, so look at the Bach and the Prim Megadim say, if you Yotze B'Dievet on Borei Atzei Besamim, if you look at note 23, he explains from the Bach. The Bach writes, Habach Kosov, Shemash Melo Sheyotze, he says B'Dievet, if you made a Borei Atzei Besamim on the Shemen Afar Simon, you are Yotze B'Dievet. Why? Shekeshem shall meyverid hayotzim min averid mevorachim lechatchila borei atzei besamim. Like we saw before in the last sif, on the water that gets squeezed out of roses, you make the bracha lechatchila of borei atzei besamim because it comes from a rose. Even though it's a liquid, you make borei atzei besamim. Kibirchas haverid atzmo, like the bracha of the rose. So kach misha birach al hashemen. So too, one who makes a brach on the oil of borei atzei besamim is yotza. Al kopanim b'dievet kibircha says atzmo. Shemavur b'gemara shemiriach es eitz ha'afar simon atzmo mevarach atzei besamim. Since the brach on the afar simon tree is borei atzei besamim, so even though there's a special bracha for the oil that comes out of it, b'dievet, if you made the bracha on the eitz, it's going to be fine, just like the vered has the bracha of atzei besamim, and if you have the liquid that squeezes out, l'chatchila, the bracha on that liquid is atzei besamim. So here also, those who say it works, says the Bach, that's their svara, it's no different than the mevered. It's true, the oil is chashev, it's from Eretz Yisrael, so it warrants its own bracha, but l'maisa, certainly b'dievet over here, you would be yotzei with a borei atzei besamim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Hey, Shemen Zayas, olive oil, Shekisasho Otechano, that you ground up or you crushed it, At Shechoza Recho Nodev. So you crushed up olives to make olive oil until it gave off a nice smell. Mevarech olav borei atzei besamim. The bracha on the olive oil that smells gishmak is borei atzei besamim. The Mishmuras explains very nicely. Sekaduch of Dalid, shekisasho atchechazer. You crushed up the olives till they gave off a smell. Pirish, shelo nosan besocho shum besamim. You did not put inside the oil any kind of spices. Elo shemachmas kesishas otechinas hazayis, but rather through crushing or grinding up the olive. Hischil Hashem and Leos Recho Nodef. So the oil started smelling. The brachas borei atzei besamim is the katan chavhei. Very important mishabur over here. Shahazayas godol al ha'etz. An olive grows on a tree. So the bracha and the smell that comes out of the olive is borei atzei besamim. Vuhu adin mishar peiro shegedelim al ha'etz. So too by any other tree. Any other fruit that grows on a tree. Im osa kiagavna. If you did a similar thing, you chopped it up till it gave off a smell, the bracha would be borei atzei besamim. If this would be from fruit that don't grow on a tree, that you ground them up or you crush them until their oil gave off a smell, If the fruit don't grow from a tree, again, there's no bracha of hadama when it comes to smell. Therefore, the bracha would be the general bracha, b'nei b'samim. And now the Mishabura asks the obvious kasha. You have an olive. We have a bracha that we've been discussing, hanosein rea toba peros. So why, when you're chopping up the olive and you're making olive oil out of it, don't you make the bracha of hanosein rea toba peros? Says the Mishabura, v'had de'im levarchan al kol elu. All these fruit that are being ground up and giving off a nice smell. That we're saying the bracha is borei atzei besamim. Why don't you say hanosein rea toba peros, k'mo be'esr v'kayotzebo? Like when you smell an esr or something similar. The bracha should be hanosein rea toba peros. It's a smell that's coming out of a fruit. Says the Mishabura, the Hasam Shani, there it's different. Shegodel im hareach. The esro grows on a tree and it grows with its smell. Aval hocha ein hareach godel imam. But over here, the olive, when it's growing on the tree, does not have a good smell. Elo bo'a yidei kesisha utachina shenases bidei adam. The smell comes through the grinding up and the crushing that man is doing. So ein shayach levarech hanosein. Hanosein is thanking Hashem that He gives the smell and the fruit. But Hashem didn't alone give the smell and the fruit. It required the work of man to bring out the smell. Shalonitan bo hareach mitchiloso. Hashem did not give the smell and the olive from the beginning. V'shayach tvei levarech ola borei atzei besamim. Therefore, it's more shayach to make the bracha on the olive oil that smells through the person grinding it up of borei atzei besamim, al shehutba bo koach habosim ipnimiyuso, that Hashem ingrained inside the fruit the power to give off a smell when you grind it up. So that's the bracha of borei atzei besamim, that Hashem created the spices of the tree. It's mamish, the spice of the tree. You have an olive, it doesn't smell. You grind it up, and inside a smell comes out that Hashem created. That's borei atzei besamim. But hanosein rea toba peros is only when the fruit grows and it naturally smells geshmak like an esrog, maybe an orange, other citrus fruits. We discussed that previously nowadays. But lagabe, an olive that you're grinding up and then it's getting a good smell, or any other fruit that you're grinding up and that's producing the smell, then the bracha would be borei atzei besamim. We'll stop here. We'll continue vayti with sevav and mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.